KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Hello. This devotional is titled Constant Pressures to Compromise and How to Handle Them, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. In 2 years' time, 2017, it would have been 30 years since I gave my life to Jesus, and it would have been 20 years of ministry. When you have been around for a short time like that, you would have learned some things and you would have seen some patterns. It does not necessarily mean you will be immune from sin, because anybody can be tripped anytime. That is why the scriptures warned, "Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he falls." I will never forget the story of some of God's generals that were mightily used of God during healing revivals 50s and 60s. Some of them got to the peak of their ministry in terms of result and impact, and then some weakness that wasn't properly dealt with showed up and they came crashing like a pack of cards. I want to speak to believers today who have a sense of calling and who know that somehow they will be used of God in one capacity or the other. It doesn't even have to be within the fivefold ministry alone. Every believer has a purpose of God to fulfill in the ministry or in the marketplace. Having been around for a short period, I indicated above there are some things I have seen. They would never work however you try. Here is the first one. A combination of unrepentant, habitual, sinful lifestyle and service to God. Listen to me. This will never work. I don't care how anointed you think you are. Let's even say you have raised the dead and you can go into trances at will. If you are living in habitual sin, it will be like a man sitting on a rocking chair. There is movement, but there is no progress. There is sweat, but there is no show for it. There is a drama, but there is no reward from God. I speak to young men and ladies, NYSA members, who are serving in some capacity as an executive. Stay away from compromise. Don't use your trusted position to defile people you are meant to oversee spiritually. When you do this, listen carefully. You can shorten your lifespan, literally. In this short period of mine, I have seen several promising destinies cut short. I have seen people with definite call of God laid aside. I have seen people who once led the race hibernated to the sidelines, and I have seen lives literally swallowed up in iniquity. My goal today is not to inject some fear into you, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but at the same time, there is a fear that comes from God. It is called godly awe. It is called the fear of God. If the fear of God overtakes you as you read, then so be it, for that is part of the commission God gave me, to raise a standard even in the midst of a perverse and compromised generation. Never in the history of Homo sapiens has there been so much intense attacks from the hordes of hell in the areas of sexuality. Is it not in the body of Christ in this present time that a bishop was asking a young lady out and trying to fix an appointment right there on the altar? The lady called me and was shaking all over. Is it not in this generation that some dead devils who say they are pastors are telling naive girls that they have to sleep with them in order to be delivered from demonic influences? If I go on and tell you some experiences, I might keep writing for the next 1 week. I spoke with an older man of God, and he told me how he made a covenant with God that if he ever comes to a time he is about to compromise and fall, just before it happens, God should take him home. Has it come to that? Yes, it may have come to that, or else there is a possibility of leading others to Christ while the one used of God becomes a castaway. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Make up your mind, my dear. Stop saying things like you cannot stop. It is not about value system. I know that there is the reality of soul ties and illegal bonding where premarital sex and adultery is concerned. I know it is possible you cry day in, day out, and yet you still find yourself in this compromise. but then there are things you do and you can render that soul tie useless. You're married, you're in adultery, or you're single and you're in adultery with a married man. He calls you on phone and you pick his calls. You're not ready. Your pastor is sleeping with you. You claim you don't know what to do. Yet, after service, you go and sit down in his house. You're not ready like that. You are the president of your fellowship. A young, beautiful lady has accommodation issues, and yet you ask her to come and stay in secretariat where you can easily desecrate her? You see, you don't shoot yourself in the leg. You don't immobilize yourself through carelessness. Why would you take a house help who is crudely beautiful when you know your weakness and you know your wife is not always around? You have just hung yourself by doing that. You'll be trapped like that. Sometimes, young wives don't have an idea what young full-blooded guys are going through in terms of sexual pressures. They think because he speaks in tongues every day, it is taken care of. You want house help by all means. They brought one village girl to you. Your husband says, no way, for no reason. And you're still arguing, she must stay. Don't you know the moment he set eyes on her, he already knew he would commit? I have to stop here now, but I want you to know this morning that the intense pressures and temptation you face daily are orchestrations of hell to tamper with your destiny. But the good news is that he cannot force you. Decide for God and you will fulfill destiny. Always remember this. Joseph ran away from sin and fulfilled destiny. Samson stayed with sin and died. His ministry unfulfilled. Before you climb on that girl, before you spread your legs for that guy, always remember it is about your future, your destiny, and your glory. There are people you sleep with for 7 minutes and there is delay and strange troubles for the next 7 years. There are strange hands you allow in your blouse and you battle some sicknesses for the next few years. Wherever you find yourself today, know that the grace of God and His mercy is still at work and you are never too far gone. You can start afresh in Him today, now, and your life will never remain the same again. May God give you inner strength to live right even as you make up your mind in Jesus' name. Amen. Confession for today. I will not be cut off in the midst of my days. Prayer for the day. Lord, keep me in your strength and in your power in Jesus' name. Thoughts for the day. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? Proverbs 6 verse 27 to 28 King James Version. Action plan for the day. Delete every number that needs to be deleted. Thank you and God bless you. This devotional was read by Adebola Ayoade.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.